Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott, the licensed taxi driver.
Rob, it's good to be here. I'm excited about this wine. We have launched our journey years ago. We're still unfulfilled, but we're back to look for a California designate cab sauv that's worth a shit.
And the ball sweat wine we have tonight is
easy.
I am being easy. It's from fucking Bar Dog. Scott bought this, of course, has a fucking dog on the label. And I would say it's by Bar Fucking Dog. Apparently they raise money to find dogs or some shit like that.
Easy.
Isn't that what it is? It's by Our Sellers in Hopland, California.
Bar Dog is committed to supporting rescue shelters and actually partnering with an organization called the Pet Finder Foundation.
They probably kill shelters. Cover your ears, Bo.
Oh, by the way, food supplies, veterinary treatments for dogs waiting adoption.
It says, like Bar Dog, we love this wine unconditionally, so will you. It says it on the back of the label. I will not.
If you're a listener and you want to get support for your local nonprofit rescue shelter, check it out. BarDogWine.com. Nonprofit rescue shelter, simply visit the Pet Finder Foundation online and submit an application.
Bo, what was the last charity wine we had? Drops of Jupiter.
Was that the last one?
Yes, it was. It was the last one. And here we are.
It was probably the first one.
Here I go again on my own.
Yeah, you're missing that one.
Man. When I poured this, folks, I would have rather
Here I go again on my own.
You didn't really nail it either.
Traveling down the road.
You're apparently in puberty. Your voice
at least freaking wasn't doing that. Whatever this thing is.
I don't know what you were doing.
I think you were singing a song from a Patrick Swayze thing where he doesn't have sex with baby.
She's like the wind close to me. I don't know really how that. Can't look in her eyes. How's that? Her body's close to me. Can't look in her eyes. She's out of my league. That's all. Just a fool to believe. Oh, there you go. Just a fool to believe. She's like the wind. People love that, I'm sure.
That song?
Someone just threw their underwear at me. Scott, put your pants back.
It's Wilford Wrong.
That's right. That was somebody else's underwear. I sold them after I killed them.
Actually, what Rob did is after he sang that, he'd taken his own underwear off and crotch-sniffed himself.
It turned me on. What can I say? I'd rather crotch sniff myself than drink this fucking wine, man. So we're going to be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So we're drinking Bar Dog on tonight's wine show. Yeah. You can find it in your local grocery stores. Look for the one with the top of the dog's face.
It's a Boston Terrier.
Okay, I don't give a shit. And it has a monocle. Now, the bottom of the dog's face. It's got a monocle on there. Anyway, the bottom of the dog's face is missing because apparently the owner sued Bar Dog because their wine sucks so bad and they didn't want their Boston Terrier associated with this wine.
It's the owner's dog back at their ranch.
Yeah, it ran under
a
horse.
Do your backstory.
On purpose. So here we go. Scott, do you have
2019.
Some information?
Oh, God. 95% cab, 2% Petit Verdot, Rob's
that
favorite.
That always goes well.
2% Petit Syrah, 1% Merlot. Aged with new French oak.
My balls and balls.
13.5% alcohol content. There's strike one right there.
No, that's actually a good thing, is lower alcohol.
13.5,
keeps all that residual sugar in there.
Remember, this is given back, folks. So
it's not. Well, Scott shoplifts, so he didn't pay for this.
No, Rob actually damages products, so I can go in and get it on clearance. It's a conspiracy.
Smells like ass. Okay. It smells...
It looks proper.
It looks like a red wine. That's all I can give you.
It's dense.
These Riedels are like, why is this shit in our glass?
Yeah, it's really questionable. The legs are really questionable. Like, when you try and make legs in the glass, it just got like
a
viscous, oily layer.
I didn't have any wine glasses.
Oh, they're going down.
They're plastic and in pink. It said, it's wine o'clock somewhere. I didn't have those glasses available to drink the Bar Dog out of, because it's actually, when you Google, what do I drink Bar Dog out of? That's what you drink it out of.
Rob, so pretty in pink. Rob, so pretty in pink.
You know, that's like something a serial killer would sing to you right before they killed you.
Rob, so pretty in pink.
It shakes me to my core, I'll be gotta be honest. Mm-hmm. It puts the lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose again. Put the fucking lotion in the basket. You don't know what pain is. Oh, I'm really good with Buffalo Bill, but hey, was she that big fat person?
It's like, what?
He's a good actor too.
But he was twisted soul.
Yeah, I liked him in other things.
Oh, the nose is fucked.
Did you say fucked?
Awful.
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Soap.
If strawberry shortcake was a 65-year-old prostitute, this is what you would smell like.
How dare you, sir?
I'm just saying.
How dare you, sir?
I'm just saying, man. It smells like that, man. Just saying. I didn't read that on their website. Go back. It smells like strawberry shortcake if she was a 65-year-old prostitute.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, baby. That's what that is.
Yeah. I'll take out my dentures.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Soap.
Baby powder. Baby powder. Strawberry. It does smell clean. Kind of. Your grandmother's bathroom, you go in there, you know, you're like, okay.
Listerine?
It smells unusually clean in a weird way. That's what this smells like. You know, tidy bowl.
Methylate?
And your grandma's dead upstairs, but that's okay. That's just slightly wafting in the vents. You'll clean that up later, don't worry about that. With a sponge.
You're a sick bastard.
I just don't want to drink this, man. Why do you bring these things to my house?
We have to find the California designate that's worth a shit.
It might have given good wines cooties.
You give good wines cooties.
Yeah, whatever.
We are not going to give up.
Smells okay.
He's smelling it from the outside of the glass.
Buying that glass just really just, oh, don't do that. Don't go over the edge. Just a night of regrets.
It's, you know, the truth is the nose doesn't offend. It just doesn't smell like a wine should smell like.
If you ever, this is for the gentlemen out there or the ladies possibly, if you ever smell this smell in real life, understand that you have just had a very regrettable one-night stand with somebody that, first of all, wears a lot of perfume and smokes a lot of cigarettes. Just know that.
There's no smokiness in this nose.
And what it also suggests is, do not go to the Waffle House at 2 a.m. to meet people. Okay? If you didn't hook up before 2 a.m., don't go do that at the Waffle House. Because then when you wake up at 7:45, you're going to smell this across from you in bed. It's hard to get that person out of your house. You had to burn those sheets.
You're a bad man.
I'm just saying, that's where my mind goes.
You're a bad man.
Hey.
Plenty of people have met their future spouse at the Waffle House. They might be filled up in the courthouse later in divorce court, but...
This is a very effective drinking technique.
He went in, folks. He likes it. He likes it. Hey, Mikey. He likes it. He's making his eyes are bugging out of his head.
Oh God.
Oh. Huh.
Don't huh.
Huh. No, just
it's chocolate prune juice. I hate prune juice.
It's actually
chocolate prune juice.
Beautiful blueberry rum is combined with ripe plum and cocoa flavors.
It doesn't have any of that.
Plum and cocoa?
Prune and chocolate.
What are prunes made out of, sir? Plums.
Yes, but
ripe plums are
prunes are to keep your shit regular, literally.
What would you know about that?
I don't. My grandmother used to drink prune juice, and this is that. It's horrendous.
Actually,
it's not that bad. It's just terrible. Is it the worst thing I've ever drank? No. But that fucking bar is so fucking low, it's ridiculous. I hate this.
Remember, we're comparing this only to the other California designate wines.
All right. It's worse than the Ravenswood. It's worse than the Willow Hill.
Ooh, I don't know, sir.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
I do.
This is top five.
But the other ones are like that Chateau Saint Jean,
and they've all been
and
shit.
Fucking Liberty School, man, and Nympho Mint or whatever it is, Ballo Nymphophobia, Venophobia. That's what it was. Which nobody's heard, but still, it's terrible. I don't know. This is very much like the Venophobia, and how it's bad because that was prune, wasn't it? Hey, I mean, this is the thing. I don't like it at all. And the flavor profiles is like my least favorite thing in the world. Quaffing it, you kind of get past that a little bit.
Yeah,
with a lot of cheese.
Just you're not gonna hold
eat
this
a lot
on
of
your,
cheese. And
you're not gonna hold this on your palate and pull air.
No,
over
you
it.
Better not. No,
but it
as quick as possible,
proving once again that opposites do attract. Bardog Cabernet Sauvignon is polished.
It's not.
And silky in texture.
It's not. It's not.
Beautiful.
It's not.
Blueberry aromas.
It doesn't have those. If it had smelled a blueberry?
Blueberry soapy?
No.
Aromas?
No. No.
Beautiful blueberry aromas combined with ripe plum and cocoa flavors mingling throughout the long, expressive finish.
You know what the best part of this wine is? It doesn't have a finish.
It really does.
Which is great. If you eat it with cheese simultaneously while drinking it, you don't taste it.
So, wait a minute. So say that again. If you eat it with cheese simultaneously without drinking it, you don't taste it. Of course, if you don't drink it, you can't taste it.
That helps too. That's an idea. I'm just saying, have something in your mouth that you're eating while you're, better with food. Never should drink it.
Going back to a previous episode of Ask Vinny with the blind taster who leaves food in the glass.
I wish I had COVID right now.
It's terrible.
No. In every way. Severe case. If any of you had lost people to COVID, I'm very, very sorry. That's sad. And my thoughts and prayers go out to you. But I'm just talking about not having the sense of taste. I figure you probably know that. But really the sense of smell. I mean,
oh, the smells, it's not bad. It's just that I can't get that soapiness out of my mind.
I can't get out of my mind the fact that Strawberry Shortcake eventually became a 65-year-old prostitute.
I can't get it out of my head that you said that. No, I can't get it out of my head.
Well, younger listeners don't know who the fuck Strawberry Shortcake is anyway, so.
But they know it's a young character. And
not
then
when she's 65.
Exactly.
If she's so a 13-year-old prostitute, that'd be a problem. Unless you were R.
Sweet
Kelly, then you'd be like, really?
What's
your number? Cartoon
characterish doll that's four.
They don't know that person. That's why
explaining
it's a 65-year-old.
I'm explaining to them how decrepit you are.
That's right. R. Kelly's like, who? How old is she?
Now dare you shame elderly sex workers.
Ooh, R. Kelly? He's not really a sex worker.
He's not a sex worker. You said 65-year-old hooker.
Is that how you make your money? I don't know. I'm sorry if I offended you personally.
I'm sure. Boy can hope, can he?
That's true. I can get paid for it? Oh, I can't? Okay, never mind.
No.
No.
Honestly?
I hate it.
Oh, I do too, but it's not that bad.
No, if you're eating really, something, you can't taste it.
It's not that. It's just, it's what is there is relatively nothing. Pleasant. The plum and cocoa.
Prune and chocolate.
Plum and cocoa.
Prune and chocolate.
Okay. They described it. They called it. At least they were honest about what their wine is.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Okay, it's not an expressive finish.
No,
well, actually, your description of the finish is very expressive, so maybe they are accurate.
No, it doesn't have a finish. That's my expression.
Yeah, the long part about the finish is wrong.
Yeah.
Plum and cocoa flavors, that's spot on.
Prune and chocolate.
Hmm?
Prune and chocolate.
You know, you're just overdoing it. It's ripe plum. You're just not
subtle. Oh, it's ripe, motherfucker. It is really ripe.
You're just not subtle enough for this.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm very sorry.
You apologized?
Yeah, to you. Does that make you feel
better?
No,
I think you're apologizing to the bar dog.
No, I'm not. I'm so not. Mm-mm.
But you know what this isn't? It isn't gag bad. It's not.
Do they have it written on their website that you're parodying? This isn't gag bad.
It's not gag bad. Fourth
try. Wow, yeah.
Scott the unlicensed taxi
driver.
Wow. It's not gag bad.
Jesus Christ. No, it's not gag bad.
Sounds like I'm dyslexically talking about a city in Iraq. It's not gag bad.
Or you're a 65-year-old prostitute talking to your John.
It's not gag bad.
Yeah, it's strangely enough. That is closer to that than the other. So,
what would Marge, Steve's toxic liver, think of this? I think she'd love it.
She smokes a lot, though.
Not anymore.
She's dead?
No, you're mocking her for being a 65-year-old prostitute.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. No, I was mocking Strawberry Shortcake for being a 65-year-old prostitute. And actually, if you think about when she came out, it's pretty close to the age.
You're a bad man.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You've been to plenty of weddings where you wish you had. Because it's not that bad. That's why you're drinking it. By the way, he's down to about an ounce in his glass.
My glass has a leak in it.
Your brain has a leak in it.
Yeah, possibly so. I don't like it at all. Oh, shit. That was scary.
But yeah, you're drinking it.
I'm trying to cut cheese. I'm drunk.
How are you drunk? You've had a glass of wine.
Because I'm an alcoholic. I'm
alcoholics
just a chronic...
don't get drunk that fast.
Okay. I'm an amateur alcoholic.
I'll give you that. You're an amateur, all right. No, we've had a lot worse wines than this. You've been to wines that you prayed. You're like, oh, they're going to have wine. They're going to have wine and cheap hooch. So it's like...
Cheap what?
Hooch.
Oh.
Booze.
Hooch.
Bad booze, right? Some, you know, some really bad $6 Russian vodka. It's not even Russian vodka, but it's got a Russian name.
Well, Triple B will come down and defend that shit. Watch out.
I'm just saying shit, but even in Russia, they know bad
vodka. I am under orders to defend the mother. I mean, the Russian, the aggressors of quite frankly, the justified aggressors attacking the Nazis in Ukraine that are Jewish. Yes. That's what I am doing. I'm defending them or not. I'm criticizing them, sort of.
Future call between Scott the Unlicensed and Rob the Wine Guy. Mm. Yeah, and then they took our computer, and it's like they thought we were serious about our being a Russian agent. Who was it? Well, they... Yeah.
And I'm like, who's this Scott guy? Well, I don't know. Did he borrow your computer? I don't know. I'm not downstairs all the time. There's a lot of odd pornography on here. It's not really illegal, but It's a little strange. I mean, do you like clown porn? No, not really. Why? Well, there's a lot of clown porn on here. I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, hardcore clown porn. Clown on clown clown porn.
How the fuck do you even know what that is?
I'm assuming that exists. I would ask you to Google it. All you have to do is just click on your favorites and you'll find it. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, Scott and I are going to attempt, in a positive fashion, to promote Bar Dog Cabernet. Off the air, we've been offered a great sum of money by Bar Dog, and so now we are shills for their company. And I think it's great. So Scott, what are some positive points of Bar Dog? And I'll be very quiet and not disagree with you.
I think it's an easy, approachable wine. If I was going to try to sell it to a restaurant,
very approachable. Yes,
it really is.
Oh yes, poach it from the side though. You don't want eye contact. Go ahead.
I don't want eye contact with you.
Well, that's fair enough. Yes.
No, let's say we were going to approach a bar, a tavern.
Bar tavern. Yeah, it's bar is on the label. What if they own a dog?
Bar dog.
Yeah.
First of all. So many restaurants and bars are looking for an opportunity to show their civil side, their cultured side.
Mm.
This wine has that because it does the fundraiser for the dog shelters, the placement.
Does it? Yes, 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 it does. It does charities.
So that's one thing I would raise. It really is easy to drink. There's nothing wrong with this
wine.
It did
burn my ear canal, which I found to be odd a second ago, but that's I'm forgetting that. That's out of my mind. It's unimportant.
That might have been the cattle prod you just stuck in your head.
It was my ass, but you know, whatever. You know, it's fun. Keep on going.
How would you sell this wine to a bar tavern if you were approaching them and saying, "Sir, I have a product you need to consume."
I would say, sir, you own a bar. Sir, do you like dogs? Sir, I have a wine named Bar Dog. You get it? It's about bars and dogs. What's it taste like? Didn't you hear me? It has bar and dogs. And you know what? Do you like funny dogs? Because this dog has a monocle. It's wearing a monocle. That's funny.
You're not funny.
Mm-hmm. And so then they'd say, well, is it delicious? Well, sir.
Yes. And you'd say yes.
You'd
break eye contact, but you'd say yes.
About what?
You're not good in sales, are you?
Well, no. When they say, is it
is
good?
Is it good? You say yes, but you break eye contact.
But good for what?
No, that's not the right answer.
Are they saying, is it good?
Again, you're not.
Are they saying, is it good?
Or they're not good in sales.
I mean,
you
know, what are we talking about here?
Selling a wine. You're selling, brother. Your commission. Sell this wine.
Mm.
There's worse.
There's a dog on the label with a monocle.
Listen, they sell Meiomi.
They do.
You can sell this.
Well, originally they had to sell Meiomi. Then they're just trading on a shitty name since then.
They're still selling the shit out of it, son.
Bar Dog?
Everybody.
You're the only fucker that bought Bar Dog.
No, this is, which would you rather have? Bar Dog at $11 or Meiomi at $20?
Oh, you mean the Cabernet Meiomi?
the Pinot at 20.
Well, no, we're talking cab to cab.
I know, but I'm not. I'm saying, would you rather have the Meiomi at 20 or this at 12? You have scruples.
I'd rather have this in the Meiomi Cabernet.
Okay. Fair enough.
There we go. It's better than Meiomi Cabernet, sir.
It really is.
I want
it. Look. The problem with Meiomi Cabernet is it's this.
It's Meiomi Cabernet.
It's this. I think the word you used was insipid.
No, I didn't.
I think so.
No, I said taint. It tastes like my taint.
No, insipid.
After a long weekend of camping without showering.
It was
It's like, not insipid.
It was like wine.
No.
Cut with water.
No, I never said that at all.
Yeah.
Scott, listen to the episode. I said it tastes like shit.
Well,
it
does.
It's a big, messy, rich, over-extracted, oaky mess. It's not insipid. It's the opposite of insipid.
Mm.
Listen to the episode.
Okay.
There's nothing about Meiomi that's ever been insipid. They don't know what insipid means.
Well,
you don't know what insipid means either.
Well.
It's not insipid. Terrible. Which one? It's simplistic.
Yeah.
Do you have a... Here. Okay, I'll try.
But you know what they didn't do with this?
Mm.
It's not manipulated. It's not wine concentrate. It's not great.
What if it is, though?
But it's not.
I'll say, sir, do you have patrons that think applesauce is an entree? You do. Well, here's Bar Dog.
No, you can make applesauce an entree. You want me to tell you how?
No.
Okay.
Sir, do you have, customers that believe that a spoon can be a musical instrument? Oh, Bar Dog. Sir, do you have a lot of romantic dates happening in your establishment, but the people that are on the dates are related to one another? Bar Dog. These are all things that you can say. To varying success.
You're really probably not going to sell a lot of this wine. Now, if you're trying to sell this wine, what would you say? It's just simple. You just say what it is.
Flavors it has a dog on the label.
Flavors of ripe prune. If you want to say ripe plum, you want to say prune. No. Nice. You would say nice prune.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Do you want to sell it?
No.
Oh, you're such a dick.
I want to go work at the Amazon warehouse.
And chocolate or cocoa. It's freaking nice. It's a good expression of chocolate.
It's not.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
You're such a silly man.
No. It's not a good expression of chocolate.
What's wrong with this expression of chocolate?
It tastes all melty. And it tastes like the back of Becky's van in a cup holder.
So we have to tell that story.
We do.
This has to be published. You have to tell the story right now. We have to publish.
So I put my head in Becky's van to put something in there. And it smelled really bad. Worse than normal.
This is post-road trip. Folks, post family vacation where they spent a lot of time in the van.
And Becky's not known for giving a shit what happens in her van or anything, really.
Foreshadowing. Becky's not known for giving a shit. Foreshadowing.
You're so talented. Anyway, so I wanted to trace down the odoriferous emanation. And so I. Yes, the stank. And I assumed I knew where it came from, the place that Luke sits. And so I slid some seats around and...
That smell.
I don't need your assistance. Anyway, the cup holder by where he sits, there's actually two cup holders. And
smell
like
smell dust around you.
There's like a little, whatever, a little tray thing. It's covered in a black brown substance, which I assumed to be some sort of chocolate substance. So I said that must be a melted... Cupcakes don't melt, but I thought there was a cup melted cupcake at the time. Maybe it's,
how'd that work out for you?
Well, I stuck my hand in there and scooped it out, and I realized that's not fucking cupcakes.
Question, just go back in your memory. This we're trying to reenact. This is for the listeners.
Yeah.
At what point when you contacted the substance in Lukey's cup holder in his car seat, did you realize that it wasn't a cupcake?
When I smelled it.
What did you think it was at that point in time?
It was caca. It was shit. caca. He had shit in his pants, and either he had a big turd that melted, as Scott has prophesied, or that's actually probably the only thing that could have happened. It was a big turd that he took out, looked at it like a globe, put it in the cup holder, and then it just disintegrated. I've not done a lot of science on turds in hot cars,
actually,
but I'm pretty sure that nothing good happens.
You probably should have, because you've got boys that
he's the only do things like dipshit that does it.
So I'm not sure.
I cleaned that out with bleach and whatever else.
Wait.
What?
Cleaned it out. This is not the good part. Forget the cleaning part. Mm. It's the confrontation part.
Oh, I confronted Luke. And I also blamed the oldest child, Henry, because he's sitting right next to him. And so Henry goes, I didn't see him do anything. I said, well, you didn't see him pull a turd out of his pants and put it in the cup holder. I didn't do that. Okay. So then he actually literally pulled down his pants and took a shit in the cup holder. Meanwhile, William, the middle child, I have too many children. I really like to thin that herd, quite frankly, sometimes.
He's no more the middle child. Now he's the second in the batting order.
True. He's the second. And he was looking at Henry, and even though William, like, will shit in a toilet the size of fucking Texas and then smear shit all over. I made this point. William was criticizing Henry. I went, you smear your shit on the sides of toilets and on walls.
He's missed many times.
Yeah, so be quiet. But anyway, so I said to Luke, did you poop? He goes, on Friday I did this. For some reason, whenever I speak Wilford's voice, I think of Luke. I don't know why, because they're both demented. But so I didn't do it on Friday. I said, why did you do it? He goes, I didn't know where the bathroom was. I said, did you think it was in the cup holder? No. So why did you put shit in the cup holder? You know the bathroom's not in the cup holder. Never is, right? So I didn't get very far on that.
How old's Luke?
4.
Yeah.
He's old enough not to shit in the cup holder.
I'm pretty sure he didn't freaking drop trowel and spit it out in the cup holder.
I'd ask Henry. He was sitting right next to him, but apparently he doesn't know.
Well.
And she had taken people around in that van.
No. No. Who? Who was in the van?
William's friends.
William's 5?
7.
7? Yeah, they're 7-year-old boys. They're used to smelling.
Becky's in that van, man. I opened that door, man. I went, that's feces or something. I mean, that's rotten. And she didn't care. She's like, whatever. I'm Becky. I don't care. Somebody took a shit in my van. I don't care.
Folks, we're Princess and I, we're in the grandparent business. There's 14 of those fuckers running around. And I go in their vehicles, these vans that haul these crumb snatchers around. This is not an unusual story.
No.
There's always unknown things that are smelly and sticky, and you just...
Feces?
If you're going to... Listen, if you're a grandparent and you're going to ride in your children's van that holds your grandchildren, Tyvek suit, rubber galoshes,
I never did.
Disposable clothing.
I never, ever did anything of the kind when I was a kid. Ever. Not even anything in the fucking ballpark of that. Not even so fucking close to the fucking... Nothing like that. Ever, 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 ever. Ever. Unless I had a fucking intestinal disease. And then I still wouldn't put a turd in a fucking cup holder. Never would I ever have done that. You know what? Henry and William never have done that. William smears shit on the side of a toilet and a wall. But he's never put a turd in a cup holder. Only Luke would do that.
See, somehow I think William's involved in this.
He
blamed him on Henry, but
Tell on Luke in 2 seconds.
So. I think he's counseling Luke. He probably did tell on Luke. You just heard listen.
He would say that's disgusting, even though I'm just as bad,
William was probably trying to tell on him, and you didn't listen to him.
Well, who knows? So, folks, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Thank you.
And we're back, folks. So the Bar Dog Cabernet from California. Scott, what's your review on this wine?
Simplistic. Our top five in California Designate Wines. And I'm going to go 83. Probably a little high. My score would be 82 to 83. But 83, it's easy to drink. It's not, there's nothing about it's offensive. The nose is a little weird, but it doesn't, it's not like you go, ah! When you put your nose to it. But, you know, it's ripe plum. Rum likes for prune.
Yeah.
Chocolate, which are things that you expect to have in California cabs. Good California cabs, Napa, have savory fruit, prune.
I've had Napa wines that are worse than
and
this.
And chocolate.
I have. I've had Napas that's all worse.
It really is easy to drink. And there's nothing wrong with it. Now, it's simplistic. It doesn't have a finish. The tannins aren't strong. There's the oakings. Blah. But
anything.
You pray. You go to a wedding. You would pray for a wine as good as this. Pray for it.
Anything that gets an 8 in these reviews from us for a California Designate, I think is probably a success. This wine gets 81 of my points. 81 to 83.
Yeah.
And it's,
I think 81's low, but 81 to 83, it's what it is, man.
I don't like the flavor profile, but quaffing with food, you don't notice it. You really don't notice it. And it's one of these wines that can stay in the background. You're not going to notice it. This is the problem, though. You don't have to spend this much.
Yeah, I would feel much happier about this wine if it was $9 instead of
like $8.99, $7.99. That's
what
it is.
Yeah. But remember, they're donating to charity, too.
I don't fuck that.
Oh, fuck that, nothing. It's part of the reason why it's that
high.
Well,
they give like 5 cents. I want to see their bank statements. I want to see their tax returns. Show me that they're donating anything that's actually significant. Was it
be careful.
It's an Amber Heard donation right there. I'll tell you something like that shit.
What? No, you didn't. You didn't do that.
I did it.
That's too soon.
I couldn't donate it.
That's a little too soon.
I don't know.
No, that's... It's too soon for an Amber Heard reference.
The Lone Ranger?
Shame on you.
Damn straight.
Shame on you. No. Look. They're giving money to charity,
oh,
so it's $12.99.
Oh, my ass.
Well, you would, except you don't know how.
Well, no, I don't. I've never done that before. Apparently, you were a seasoned pro.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what you said.
No,
so,
but you said.
Okay, whatever.
You said.
I knew it. I can attest. He is so professional and gentle. I only paid him $20, and he took care of all my needs.
Your knees?
Knees.
Oh, your knees?
Well, you were on those, so that's not. I don't want to just point that out.
So, folks.
Wilfred Wrong.
For Rob the Wine Guy and Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we're going to bid you adieu.
Bar Dog!
And see you next time.
Top 5 of the California Designate Wines.
Not recommended. Here.
No, recommended. Buy it, folks. Buy it.
On the Wine Vault. Good night.